number 11,085, Charles Limmer, south of Route 54, Lighthouse Road, east of Tyler Avenue, being lot 41 within Cape Windsor Development, a variance from the rear and side yard setback requirement.
Charles Limmer.
Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
Charles Limmer, 35728 Egbert Road.
If you can just wait right here. You state your name and address for the record, please.
Daryl Greer, 12011 Sunflower Court, Bishopville, Maryland.
Do you both swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
I'm here with Mr. Limmer. I'm representing him in reference to building a new home in Cape Windsor. And he's here. We're requesting a side yard relief on the setback as well as a rear yard. What we've tried to do is keep all his living space on one floor. He would like to have a garage, so to do so, we had to go up and pretty much build a rancher on top of a garage with a den and a bedroom downstairs. In doing so, we're trying to keep, you know, bedrooms of reasonable size as well as doorways and things like that, just for possible wheelchair access in the future. In doing so, we needed to bump out a portion of the house 2 feet into that side yard setback, which allowed us to get bedrooms and everything to work out. Also, in the rear of the yard, we're asking to go into the rear yard setback so that we can maintain parking along the street. It is relatively close in there, and if we build too close to the street, there's just not really room for the cars when his family and things like that come. I do have some photos of neighboring properties, if I could possibly bring those up. The photos just show that due to the uniqueness of the community, that the neighbors did have to get variances. Also, they're within 5 feet of the side yard setback. The lot size itself has created a practical difficulty for us to get the living space needed along with the garage, unable to do that all on one floor. The homeowners are unable to develop the property in strict conformity with the zoning ordinance. And the variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. The difficulty has not been created by the applicant. It was originally a mobile home community, and that now that the zone has been changed and allowing for stick-built homes, the setbacks that are currently there just don't quite work. It will not alter the community at all. It's in line with what the neighbors have, and it's very common within the community to have a variance like this. And it is, we believe, the least modification possible to get the living space that they need and create, one-floor environment for them if ever needed later on.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay, are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. Mills?
No questions.
Okay. Mr. Edson? Mr. Workman?
Yeah, are you just bumping at the garage 2 feet or the whole all the way down?
Just the garage area. And then that allowed us above that. That's where the master bedroom was, where we're having our difficulty with getting doorway openings and things like that.
2 feet?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Mr. Rickards?
So you can't make the garage 23.6, huh?
It was actually the room above it is the master bedroom, and that's where our difficulty was in trying to lay the bedroom out with large doorways, getting the bathroom to be an appropriate size in case there was any issues later on.
You do a lot of homes down in Cape Windsor, don't you?
Yes, sir, I do. In that general area, I do, yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. These people come to you. Do you tell them what the setbacks are and what the requirements the county has?
Yes, sir. Most homeowners, when they come, are very familiar with the setbacks.
You're familiar with the setbacks?
Yes, sir, I am familiar with them. Okay. What typically has happened is they see their neighbors and what other homes are being built in the community. And that's where they tend to
tell them it's only 50 foot wide and we can only do this or that. Is that what you're doing?
Well, yes, sir. I tell them that we have to work within those setbacks. And we try very hard to, especially in this case with the Limmers. We spend quite a bit of time, redrawing the plans and trying to get everything to work.
And you do know you can go up 42?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Yeah.
I'd be honest with you, I try to keep them on one floor, but, you know, it is a retirement home, but they're...
That's what's happening down there, is they're going for side yard setbacks instead of going up the way the county wanted them to do.
Yes, sir. Well, they did go to a second floor. Again, being a retirement home, I would, you know, having that third floor, I think it would just be very hard for them to use practically.
Well, yeah. Okay.
Any further questions?
That's it.
Okay.
The other part of it, did you make the doors wider in there too, for to get wheelchairs or anything else?
Yes, sir. Throughout the house, we try to keep that in mind.
But you could do it that side, but you couldn't do it on this other end.
It had to do with trying to fit in the bathrooms and things along the hallway. Once you at the end of that hall, when you try to make it wider, you were getting into your vanities and tubs and things just weren't. Wouldn't
do you have any bathrooms on the other end?
And when you say the other end, I'm sorry.
And you didn't add to it, the 2 foot to it?
No, sir. That's in living area. That's a dining room, kitchen, living room area. So it was all one big open room. So we didn't run into those same issues.
Okay.
I see on the other end. Okay. That's all the questions. Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we deny case number 11,085. I believe the applicant has shown the hardship and exceptional practical difficulty has been created by the applicant. I believe that the applicant can go back to the drawing board and come up with a better plan than what is shown here.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay. I have a motion by Mr. Rickers and a second by Mr. Workman that we deny case number 11,085. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Mills?
Nay.
Okay. Mr. Hudson?
Nay.
Mr. Workman?
Aye.
Mr. Rickers?
Nay. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry?
I corrected that.
Corrected. And, Mr. Callaway? Aye. So by a vote of 3-2, case number 10,085 is denied.
Okay, sir.